2004 was a tumultuous year for the prescription drug market. Medicines were pulled off pharmacy shelves, the FDA issued new warnings about others, including some that were on the market for a long time. All of this had patients and doctors wondering about the agency in charge of making sure drugs are safe and effective. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The FDA's reputation hit a low point in November. The Senate Finance Committee convened a hearing to investigate whether the FDA had paid enough attention to data showing problems with the painkiller Vioxx. Senators heard disturbing testimony.
Simply put, FDA and the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research are broken.
Dr. David Graham has been at the agency for 20 years, checking the safety of drugs already on the market. Thin, intense, and wearing the only blazer he owns, he told senators and staff that the agency is incapable of protecting America against unsafe drugs. Weeks later, details of an inspector general survey done a couple of years ago showed that only a third of FDA scientists and managers felt confident that the agency adequately monitors drugs already on the market. FDA scientist David Graham.
I was surprised, I think, by the candor of the responses, but not by the facts that people were describing.
So far, Graham is the only FDA scientist who's taken his concerns public. Agency staffers are traditionally very close-mouthed. Dr. Paul Stolle found that 4 years ago when he took a sabbatical from his teaching position at the University of Maryland to work in the Office of Drug Safety. He says morale was low and feedback was discouraged.
When I was there, was once top management had made a decision, they did not want to hear any dissension or disputes or any objections raised.
Stolle was interested in Lotrinex. That's a drug for irritable bowel syndrome. The drug was linked to serious intestinal damage. It was pulled from the market pending further deliberation. Stolle felt the agency should never allow the sale of Lotrinex and said so at meetings.
I had been going to those meetings. I was the person from the safety division, and then suddenly I wasn't invited to the future meetings because the whole purpose of the future meetings was to bring the drug back, and they didn't want to hear my objections, which never got fully aired, and my emails and memos were never answered.
The agency allowed the drug back on the market for limited use. Stolle and Graham were office mates at the FDA. They still keep up with each other, and they are both particularly disturbed by a single number in that survey by the inspector general. Again, David Graham.
18% of scientists felt that they had been pressured to change their results regarding the approval of a drug. That's a horrible indictment of a system where if science governs and the principles of science are what govern, that should be 0%.
Acting FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford says there may be a small problem, but there's not a big problem. Instead of 18% of scientists feeling pressured, he sees it as 82% are comfortable with the decisions made.
I think an environment where there is collegial decision-making, but eventually somebody has to take charge is something that can be stressful for some people and not for others. I think if it could go up to about 90, that would be optimal. I don't think we'd ever get to 100%.
Crawford says he's spoken to upper-level management at the agency about being more open to dissent. He says there's been some internal surveying and things may be better now.
We're not having any defections. People aren't leaving. So we will continue to gauge, whether or not people are disenchanted, whether or not they're performing their duties properly and in a collective spirit.
Whatever's going on at the FDA, the public doesn't seem too disturbed. An independent poll done in mid-December showed that 83% of the public is at least somewhat confident in the safety of prescription drugs, though confidence in the FDA itself is a little lower. There will be more hearings when the new Senate and House convene, and Republican Senator Chuck Grassley plans on introducing a bill to give the Office of Drug Safety a lot more power to pull drugs from the market. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.